want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Lord, I pray for all my listeners today that you will encourage them, help them to know that you will touch them and bless them and watch over them. Keep them by your mercy and grace, and I pray, Father, that you save souls. If there be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl listening, I pray that you just touch them in a magnificent way, that they'll realize that they need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except through your holy, righteous name, Jesus. Have your way, and I pray, encourage hearts today through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, if the broadcast has been a blessing to you as you listen, please write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. I'll be more than glad to pray with you over your prayer request and pray for you. It would be an honor and a privilege for me. And if these broadcasts has been a blessing to you, please write me and let me know. And please pray for me as I keep on keeping on for Jesus. Today, I'd like to read out of Judges, chapter 16, verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. Now, most every Sunday school child and everybody knows the story of Samson and Delilah, how that Samson was a judge of the Israelites, and he was the strongest man alive. He done great, mighty feats. Oh, he was a great warrior for the Lord, and God had really used him. But Samson was a Nazarite. That means that from birth he was dedicated to the Lord, and there were certain things that he was forbidden to do, and one of those was to cut his hair. Not that there was strength in his hair, but it was a symbol of the commitment that he had made in his heart to his God. And so that was a sacred part of his life. But when he went into Delilah, the Bible says that he loved her. Oh, my gracious, the strongest man. And when I read about Samson, when he went into Delilah, you know, he should have known better. He should have known better than to do that. And when he went into her, the Philistines had come to her and they said, listen, you find out his secret and we're going to pay you a sum of money to get his secret. You know, sometimes we'll lay our lap in what we think is somebody that really loves us. But let me tell you something. If that person is wanting to pull you down from your calling, if that person is not a right relationship, and surely going into a harlot is not a right relationship, duh, get the picture here, you ought to know that you're going to get yourself in trouble. You're just asking for trouble. Some of the places you people go into, your dress, come on now, your attitudes. We've got such people today with haughty attitudes. They shake their head and they do that thing with their walk. And it's just a form of rebellion. You're going to get yourself in trouble because the Bible says where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every other evil work. When you do that, you get yourself in confusion and strife and you're going to end up in a mess. And just like Samson, Delilah kept on and on, and he would tell her something different every time that it was strength, and she would do it to him, and he'd wake up and see that she had done what he told her, and then he went on back into her again. Listen, if somebody deceives you one time, please have sense enough to leave them alone. Don't go back in. Samson went back in, and finally, she just worried him down, and finally he told her what his strength was. Cut my hair, and I'll lose my strength. Guess what? She gave him a haircut. She called for the Philistines. He woke up. He shook himself, and he thought, well, it's just going to be like any other time before. I'm still going to have power, and I'm still going to go out. But you know, the Bible says that Samson didn't even know that the power of God had already left him. Let me tell you, if you keep laying in the lap of Delilah's of this world and in things you know is wrong, you're going to lose your strength. You're going to lose your power. They took Samson. They put his eyes out. They put him in a prison grinding like an oxen. They made fun of him, and he was a horrible spectre. Let me tell you, sin will scar you. Sin will mar you. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Let me tell you, Samson had a hard road to go. But let me tell you, he returned to his God, and he prayed, and God delivered him, even in his death. I pray today this message has been a blessing to you, and you will be encouraged in the Lord.